This is Chris.
And this is Jim.
And this is Double Dome Digitally Speaking.
Enjoy the show.
Running a small business, you know, marketing is key, but where do you even start when you don't exactly have, you know, a huge budget?
Right, exactly. It's all about making those dollars work over time.
Well, today we're diving into some out of the box, maybe even a little surprising ways to market your business without breaking the bank.
Love it.
We're taking inspiration from Chris Bradley.
Okay.
He's the co-founder of Double Dome Digital Marketing.
Right.
And his company has a pretty impressive track record.
Oh, yeah.
24 years of profitability.
Wow, 24 years. That's impressive.
So we figured, you know, he might be onto something with this marketing thing.
Yeah, that's a good sign. 24 years. You must be doing something right.
Right. Exactly.
Yeah.
Our goal today is to take a closer look at three of his less conventional strategies. See what they're all about.
Okay.
Maybe uncover some real game changers that you can use in your business.
That's what we like, game changers.
Right.
Yeah, especially the kind we can actually afford.
Afford, exactly. So Chris Bradley, one of the things he really emphasizes is this idea of leveraging like those real community touch points.
I like that.
It's about finding those smart ways to connect with your potential customers right where they already are, but maybe in ways you hadn't considered.
Yeah. I mean, we hear so much about digital marketing, social media and all that, but sometimes it's those local personal connections that can really make a difference.
Exactly. And so that leads us to the first strategy we're going to dig into today.
All right. Hit me.
It's getting yourself featured on a local podcast.
A podcast? Interesting.
Yeah, now I know you might be thinking podcasts, huge audiences, national reach.
Yeah, like Joe Rogan or something.
Yeah, right. Big names. But that's not what we're talking about here. Bradley's argument is that these smaller, more hyper-local podcasts, those can actually be a really powerful tool.
Mm. Local podcasts. I don't know. What am I going to get? 10 listeners.
Well, maybe more than you think, but it's not even really about the sheer numbers. It's more about the engagement, right?
Mm-hmm.
Those people who listen to local podcasts, they tend to be pretty tuned into their community.
Okay, yeah, I can see that. They're probably looking for like local news, events, that sort of thing.
Exactly. So when you're a guest on one of these podcasts, you're not just some random voice, right? You're instantly positioning yourself as a resource, someone who's knowledgeable, someone who can offer valuable insights.
Hmm. It's about building credibility within that niche local audience.
And that's huge. You're building trust. You're not just doing a sales pitch. You're offering something of value. And it's reaching those folks who are, you know, your neighbors, potentially your most loyal customers.
Yeah, I like that. It's like word of mouth, but amplified through the podcast.
Exactly. And, you know, Bradley really emphasizes this. It's crucial to find the right podcast.
Of course, yeah.
Do your homework, right? What podcasts are your ideal customers already listening to?
Good point.
Is there one that covers a niche topic that aligns with your business? You know, maybe there's one focused on community news or events where you could be a natural fit.
Yeah, you got to find that sweet spot where your expertise overlaps with their audience's interests.
Exactly.
So, local podcasts, a bit unexpected, but I'm starting to see the potential. What's next?
Okay, ready for strategy number two?
Yeah, bring it on.
So this one might throw you for a loop.
Okay.
It is sponsoring a little league team.
Sponsoring a little league team, like a baseball team.
A baseball team, exactly. Now, I know it might not seem like the most obvious marketing move, but hear me out.
Okay.
Especially if you're trying to reach families with young kids, Bradley makes a pretty compelling case for this one.
Okay, so families, kids, little league. I kind of see where this is going.
Right.
Yeah, it's like tapping into that community spirit.
Exactly. And what's really brilliant about this strategy is that you're not just advertising, right? You're actively supporting a really valued local institution.
People love their little league teams. It's like a whole community thing.
Absolutely. And that goodwill that you generate, that translates into brand favorability. People see you as someone who's invested in their community. And that builds trust.
Yeah. It makes your business feel more human, relatable.
Totally. Plus, think about the visibility you get.
Right.
Your logo on those jerseys, banners at the field.
Every game, every practice.
Exactly. Consistent exposure to a very specific target audience.
Parents, grandparents. The whole family is there.
Exactly. And then Bradley throws in another little bonus here, and that's the potential for free media coverage.
Oh, that's always nice.
Right. You might end up in the local newspaper or on the local news just by being a sponsor. That's exposure you didn't even have to directly pay for.
It's like a little PR boost on top of everything else.
Exactly.
I like this one. Sponsoring a little league team. It's kind of heartwarming and strategic at the same time.
Right. It's not just about the bottom line. It's about connecting with your community in a genuine way.
All right. So we've tackled podcasts and Little League. What's the third strategy?
All right. Strategy number three. This one's a little bit more traditional, maybe, but with a twist.
Okay.
It's giving away branded T-shirts.
T-shirts, huh? Classic. But always a good bet. People love free stuff.
Exactly. And Bradley really leans into that, right? People love free stuff. But the key here, the real magic, is turning that free T-shirt into a mini billboard for your business.
Right. It's like walking, talking advertising.
Exactly. But, and this is crucial, Bradley really stresses this, the quality of the T-shirt matters.
Oh, yeah, for sure. No one wants a cheap, scratchy T-shirt with a logo that peels off after one wash.
Exactly. A poorly made T-shirt, it ends up in the trash. And worse, it could even create a negative association with your brand.
Yeah. You don't want people thinking, oh, this company is cheap just because of a bad T-shirt.
You want something that people are excited to wear, something that feels good, something that looks good.
It's got to be comfortable, stylish, maybe even a little cool.
Exactly. Then, when someone chooses to wear that T-shirt out and about, they're essentially endorsing your business to everyone they see.
And it's such a subtle way to get your brand out there. People don't even realize they're being marketed to. They just think, hey, cool shirt.
Exactly. Plus, if you do it right, that T-shirt can last for years.
Way longer than a Facebook ad or a flyer.
Exactly. So those are Chris Bradley's three unconventional marketing strategies.
Okay, let's recap. We've got local podcasts, sponsoring a Little League team, and giving away high-quality branded T-shirts.
Exactly. And I think what ties them all together is this idea that when resources are tight, sometimes the most unexpected approaches can have the biggest impact.
Yeah, it's about thinking creatively, being resourceful, and finding those unique ways to connect with your community.
And I think it's also about understanding your audience, right? Who are you trying to reach? Where do they hang out? What do they value?
Absolutely. You can't just throw marketing spaghetti at the wall and hope something sticks. You got to be targeted and strategic.
Absolutely. And Chris Bradley leaves us with this really interesting thought. He says that these less common strategies, they can often yield the most surprising results.
Yeah, because they're not as crowded. There's less competition.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So as we wrap up today's deep dive, I want to leave you with this question. Think about your own business, your own unique community.
Okay.
Which of these maybe overlooked paths could lead you to those unexpected positive outcomes?
Yeah. What's that one thing you could try that might just surprise you with its effectiveness? It's worth a shot, right?
It definitely is.
All right, everyone, get out there and experiment.
And if you try any of these strategies, let us know how it goes.
We'd love to hear your success stories.
Thanks for joining us for this deep dive. Until next time.
See you then.
We hope you enjoyed today's topic.
Be sure to like, comment, and follow us.
And check out our other shows, all related to digital marketing.
Whether you're a web designer, Google Ads specialist, or a small business owner, we've got a show that'll help you get clarity on what's trending now in digital marketing.
And if you need help,
with 25 years of experience across 30 plus industries and thousands of projects, we deliver ruthlessly effective Google Ads, SEO, and omnichannel digital marketing campaigns.
Learn how you can get consistent leads in 30 days or less using our proven digital marketing strategies.
Contact us at doubledome.com to set up a free consultation.